Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. We are in the third day of the blessed month of Ramadan, the month of worship of God. Ramadan is running like a river. How can we thank this great blessing? Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, faith has two halves. One half is patience, and the other half is thanksgiving. Patience on obedience and leaving sins, and thanksgiving for blessings. True thanksgiving of every blessing is to use it correctly. Thanksgiving of the tongue is to use it for prayer, remembrance of God, inviting to truth, and making peace among people. Moreover, the tongue should be prevented from backbiting, calumny, foul words, gossiping, and so on. The eyes must be used for acquiring knowledge and admonishment, and they should be prevented from gazing at forbidden sins. The hands should be used to work and make money in a legitimate way and not wronging others and harming their rights. We should know that everything has been granted by God, and our whole being is the divine blessing, which has been given without any demand or prelude. Thus, it is obligatory to thank God without any prelude or condition. The right of God on us is to thank Him through worship without associating any partner to Him. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, a group of people worship God for the sake of achieving paradise. This is the worship of merchants. Another group worships God out of the fear of hell. This is the worship of slaves. But the third group worship God only to thank His blessings. This is the worship of free-spirited people. Imam Musa Kazem, peace upon him, the seventh infallible successor of Prophet of Islam, says, he who says, Alhamdulillah, for a blessing, has fulfilled thanksgiving for that blessing. God has promised in the Quran that thanksgiving will increase our blessings. Dear listeners, the noteworthy point is that thanksgiving is itself a blessing from God. So, we should always be alert to thank God. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, the sixth infallible successor of the Prophet, says, he who says Alhamdulillah 4 times in the beginning of the day has indeed fulfilled the thanksgiving of that day. And if he says this in the beginning of the night, has indeed fulfilled the thanksgiving of that night. Ramadan is the month of further inclination to God. It is a very valuable chance for thanking God and trying to cleanse the heart and the soul. Just as we wash clothes, carpets, and every part of the house, we have to wash our inward from evils. Satan is always on alert to draw our attention toward trivial material affairs so that we are far from God. The blessed month of Ramadan is the opportunity to reflect on the eternal salvation and refrain from unending hollow wishes and plan for the lofty life of the hereafter. That's why it has been said that reflecting for 1 hour is better than worshipping for 70 years. The blessed month of Ramadan is the opportunity to get rid of the worldly bonds and pay attention to higher realities. Religious leaders have said that a man's heart is his paradise and hell. If he is pure and righteous, his heart will be like paradise and godly. But if he commits sin, fire will blaze in his heart and can make hell for him. Ramadan is the month of self-building and cleaning the heart. The most beautiful kind of cleaning the heart has been mentioned in the Quran in Ayah 70 of Surah Furqan, which reads, "Accepting those who repent, attain faith and act righteously. For such, Allah will replace their misdeeds with good deeds, and Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful." As it is clear, such a change not only will cause God to forgive sins, but replace the past sins with good deeds. Fasting helps burn residues in the body. Such like it helps to cleanse the soul from evil characteristics. Dear friends, we have been highly recommended to read the Quran in Ramadan. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "Try to recite the Quran every day and night and every now and then, and try to practice the Quran and be obligated to do its religious commitments and commands. This is because the Quran is the covenant of God among people and the program of salvation, and every Muslim should look deeply at the divine program and covenant in every opportunity." Dear friends, Ayah 29 of Surah Sad of the Quran reads, "It is a blessed book that we have sent down to you so that they may contemplate its signs and that those who possess intellect may take admonition." The Quran is the guideline for ideal life, and Ramadan is the best opportunity for learning its teachings. The more we put the Quranic instructions into effect, the closer we will get to the spiritual life and godly world.